The World This Week. Business.
Even as many countries' stock markets hover near all-time highs, investors are feeling jittery. The gold price broke a new record this week, hitting nearly $2,750 per troy ounce. Meanwhile, government borrowing costs have been rising sharply on both sides of the Atlantic. 10-year American Treasury bonds now yield 4.2%, up from 3.6% in mid-September. 10-year British gilts also yield 4.2%. The same period saw a slide in the value of the Japanese yen. $1 now fetches 152 yen, up from 140 yen. Investors in corporate bonds are feeling much more chipper. The spread between the yield on investment-grade debt and American treasuries fell to 0.8 percentage points, its lowest in nearly 20 years. The Tokyo Stock Exchange hosted its biggest initial public offering since 2018. Tokyo Metro, which runs the Japanese capital's underground railways, raised $2.3 billion and saw its share price soar by 45% on the first day of trading. The stock market debut of Hyundai Motor India, the world's second largest in the year to date, went less well. Retail traders spurned the offering and the share price fell a little on its opening day. America's consumer finance regulator finalized a set of open banking rules. Open banking forces lenders to share financial data, fostering competition and the development of new fintech apps. It is already in place in Britain and the European Union. The Bank Policy Institute and the Kentucky Bankers Association, two lobbyists, responded by suing the regulator. Deutsche Bank announced its highest ever profit for the third quarter of a year. It made €2.3 billion, that's $2.1 billion, before taxes, though the bank's chief financial officer also warned that its provisions for bad loans would rise to €1.8 billion from €1.5 billion in 2023. Deutsche Bank's share price has had an unusually good run of late, rising by 30% since the start of the year. Lloyds Bank also reported strong earnings. It made a pre-tax profit of £1.8 billion, that's $1.4 billion, in the third quarter, beating the £1.6 billion expected by the market. HSBC is restructuring its business, according to plans drawn up by Georges El-Hederi, its new chief executive. The lender will soon have four distinct units: its British and Hong Kong outfits, plus international divisions for corporate banking and wealth management. Ping An, a Chinese insurer and one of HSBC's biggest shareholders, has long been trying to force its management to break up the banking group entirely. It would prefer two separate companies, one operating in Asia and the other in the rest of the world. Tesla reported an unexpectedly profitable quarter. Its net income was $2.5 billion, up from 8% from a year previously and well above the $2.1 billion analysts had penciled in. The carmaker's share price rose by 12% in after-hours trading on the day of the announcement. The share price of McDonald's fell sharply after America's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention traced an outbreak of E. coli to the fast food chain's restaurants. The public health authorities found 49 people had been infected in 10 different states, one of whom died. All reported having eaten at McDonald's before becoming sick. The chain has stopped selling quarter-pounder burgers, thought to be behind the outbreak in a fifth of its American outlets. James Gorman, the former boss of Morgan Stanley, has been appointed as the new chairman of Disney. Mr. Gorman's biggest task is to find a replacement for Bob Iger, the chief executive whom Disney has been trying to replace on and off for nearly a decade. Boeing's woes continued. It reported a loss of $6 billion for the 3 months to September, its biggest since the COVID-19 pandemic, and will burn through more cash next year. The same day, a labor union representing 33,000 of the firm's staff rejected a new pay deal, extending a strike that has been running for 6 weeks. Boeing's boss called for a fundamental culture change at the company. It might need a bit more than that. Walmart said it would expand its same-day delivery service for prescription drugs to 49 American states by January. Amazon is planning to offer a similar service to around half of its American customers by the end of 2025. The new boss of Starbucks surprised investors by publishing preliminary results for its most recent fiscal year a week early. Store sales during the 3 months to September were 7% lower than a year previously, but the firm still raised its quarterly dividend from 57 to 61 cents per share.